Parshas Noach, after Noach landed and he brought a carbon, it says, Vayach Hashem Atzoyach HaNichoyach, Vayim Hashem Aliboy, Le'oisiv Lekal Oides Adoma V'or Adom. I'm not going to be Mekal the Adom again, despite that Adom did Averis. Ki Yetzer Lev Adom Ram in Ura. Because a person's Yetzer is bad from his very early beginnings. L'chor, it's almost a stira because the... In Reishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says why he wants to, why he's upset with the Bria and so on, he says because Yetzer Lev Adam is Rak Ra, and that's the Metzias of Adam. The whole Yetzer Masha is Iba Rak Ra Kol Hayom. So, what's the difference between the reason for the Mabul is that it's Rak Ra Kol Hayom, and the reason for the Tikkun is Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minur. Same thing. Rashi adds min urav k'siv mishenina lotzis me'imon as me'tar, that he has it very early, like as soon as he gets out of the womb, he already has yetar. It's strange. So what? And I was like, I guess it means that since he has it very early, it's excusable. Another nekud around it is, if that's the excuse, if it's an excuse that because Adam is very, because Adam is somebody that has ra built in, it sounds almost as if we're speaking about a lack of bechira. That the Rambam, when he speaks about hidiyah bechira, all the psukim where they blame somebody for ra, like he says in the pasuk of Ata seboiso liba macheranis, that you turn their hearts backwards. All the psukim that blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they take off the blame of Adam for the bad that he's doing, ki ili has no bechira. The Rambam answers all of them. In other words, it's strange to see, if he stops saying Adam can't help himself because Ra is built in, then it's not as, what's he saying? That Adam is better than Ra, but it's not his fault. It's very hard to understand that would be a reason why she became a Bria. If Adam is Ra, and if it's not his fault, and he has no Bechira, and he has no Makom Avoda. It's very strange to understand the teretz, or the excuse of Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Ura. The type of tikkun, I mean, Noach, you see in the parishes of the, when you say Zichronis, v'gam Noach Zacharta, that Noach wasn't the pshat, just the mikri was saved, and that was that. It says that Noach was a new sheresh for the world. In other words, the keem of the world from Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zeichat Noach, and he founded the world on a new metzias, and that's the zechonis. The zechonis means the kiyum. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was zeicha noyach, and there was a kiyum of the bris, and that kiyum remained loyla. So lemaisa, the kiyum of that bris, the zikaron and kiyum of that bris, is a new mahalach in the bria. Normal people are called bnei noyach, and that's not Yisrael. Yisrael is called Adam. It's a very interesting reversal. Adam, Atem Krim Adam, Veinu Masayim Krim Adam. When Adam is said in the pasuk, it refers to Klai called Dafka. When you refer to Masayim, you call them Bnei Noach. So the meaning of that is, the Pashto meaning of that is that the Adam, the Tzura of Adam, the way it should have been Kiftikunoi, is not Shaykh to the world. It's only Shaykh to Klai Yisrael. Like it says that the Yoifi of Yaakov Avinu is Ke'en the Yoifi of Adam Rishon. In other words, the others were the Hemshech of Adam Rishon and not the world in between. But the world in between needed a Kiyum, it needed to have its own Netzias. So Noach presented an Akuda on which it could be mashed as the world. So Noach is the Mahalach of Noach as it's coming is the Pshat with a new Sheresh Nebriya, a new mahalach of a tikkun in the bria, a new foundation, and on that foundation you have the hemshach. So the Noach of in the krisos bris with Noach, Bal Korchos is the krisos bris in the new mahalach in the bria that helped the whole world survive. So we have to understand what that knach is, what that new mahalach is, the bris, the shvuah to Noach, that became the new kiyum. In the pasuk it says, Oy Kol Yimei Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was said, the world will still remain. The world will continue to flow onwards, and there's going to be all of these inyanim. It's a very, very strange the period over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chura was trying to say that the world will survive. So the itemizing that the world survived, there'll be zera, there'll be katzah, there'll be kar, there'll be chayim, kai, chayim, yevim, la, yishpaisu, manashah. If you say that the oit kol yimei aretz la yishpaisu, it would mean the world continues. The fact that he's itemizing it seems as if that's not the, it's not the thrust of the pasuk, that the world as a whole will have a hemshech, but rather something else. Also, the lashonis in Lashon Kodesh, in the psukim, the vav is usually comes in alternate words. But that's how when you bring a whole bunch of words, you'll bring pairs, and the vav, you don't put a vav before every word that you're connecting. Here you have, in other words, the pasuk, a normal nikud of the pasuk would have been zera v'katzir, kor v'choyim, kayis v'choyif, yayim v'layla lo yishbosu. The fact that there's a vav before every single one is interesting. It's oimer darsheni that there's a vav before every single one. There's the Zohar says in Parshas Veschanan that the reason why the Luchos Rishonos broke off, why the Luchos Rishonos were broken and the Luchos Achronos weren't broken. So he says, the Zohar says that in the end of the Parsha, the difference is the first Luchos there was no Vav, in the second Luchos, Lo yisirtzach, v'lo yisinach, v'lo yisignoi, v'lo yisani v'yachad shakar, v'lo yisachmoi, v'lo yisisaveh. So the Zohar says that since you have the vavin, the luchos achronim were given with vavin in between the words, that's why it's in Skayim. So, perhaps we have no avon of what that inyan is. I'll try to understand it. The etzim dvarim are, the teichon dvarim are, the I want to try to be matzvir. In Lashon Kodesh, the vav is a oit of chibur. The vav is also mafsik. In other words, if I need to put in a conjunction between two words, it means that without the conjunction, there's a hefsik, and the vav is mechabit. Like it says, eila ve'eila. Eila is mafsik, ve'eila is vav moisiv al inyan rishon. The word is vav moisiv al inyan rishon. In other words, the vav adds it to the first inyan. More than that, if it's different in yanim, you also wouldn't have a vav. The vav is when it's a different inyan, but it adds up to the first inyan. That's the lashon of, that's the usage of the vav in this shimush. So the inyan was we spoke last week, and this is better in a sense a hemshech to that inyan, about that the kiyum of the bria through zivug dafka, that in Elyonim, it's the pshat that everything is one. In Tachtonim, it's the chibur of different inyanim. In order for that to happen, two chidushim have to take place. One is each inyan has to become its tzumtzum to itself. Each inyan has to find its own gvulis, and then attach itself to the next inyan. For instance, let's take a very graphic mashal, so that we see when a person wants to attach two pieces of cloth, like the mashal by the Mishkan. You have two pieces of cloth, you have holes in each one, and you're putting, let's say, like a shirt, like you're buttoning. So you're attaching two ends of the shirt through a button and a hole, or put hooks through the hole. Two things have to take place. The holes have a seam around them. You have to strengthen the hole, and then you have to put the thing to attach to the other one. Had the hole not had its own metzias, the stress of being together with the other one would tear it, and it would fray apart. So you need to have, on the one hand, in the makom chibur, you have a stronger emphasis on its own metzias, and a makom for the other metzias. So that in the gedarim in the Arayas, which is the sheirish of the chibur of the whole bria, you have the strongest gedarim for what can't be mischaber. Generally speaking, the strongest einish is farayas, because in the makom that you have the most powerful essay, the most powerful chibur, that's where you need the most powerful chizuk for gvulis. So gvulis and chiburim associate themselves in one way, but be'etzim it's only shayach that way. It's only shayach to begin to be chaben yonim if each one has its own gvul and its own tzius. So in the midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down in the world, in the first shat, those midas had in themselves, they were not enough defined. The metzius in the bria was that there was not enough gedarim. It says that dor ha'mabul, if dor ha'mabul, people will gider themselves in arayis. In other words, whatever phase a person was in, whatever mida a person was holding in, that became that overwhelmed him, and that's a churban. It's anything that a person does where he goes all out with one, that becomes a churban. A remez l'dov in the bria itself, it says the first day the shemayim were lachim, the sky was still, it says, was still wet. The Rashi asks about the rakia. What's the pshat? The rakia is mentioned twice. So Rashi says that the yirakia yes afal pisha nivru shemayim biyom rishon, even on the first day shemayim was created, adayin lachim hoyu, they were still wet. Bekorshu b'sheni, and they became frozen. The second migaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at it. It's strange. It's very, very strange. What does that mean? It says that the first day it was wet, and the second day it got strong. I mean, what's the pshat in the words? The Torah says the first day was cooler, 1 meter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first day was the only day when there was only 1 meter in the world. The meter of Hispashtus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving and endowing the world. B'meila, the Shemayim was still wet. When something is wet, it's flexible, poorly defined. The more fluid something is, the more poorly defined it is. Then, the second day, an opposite midah came along, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled, and the second day has a lot of elements of midah said into it, so that firmed up the borderlines and the boundaries of Shemayim. So that means a Bria without a counter midah tends to explode. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and without gevulis, and b'meila it drowns, it dissipates. On the other hand, when you check it with an opposite midah, that's when you get a firmness and a strong tzius. That's like a remez in the first day, in the bria. The first kufa in the world was that kufa. The world went in kufis also on a macro scale. On a micro scale, it was in Brias Olam. On the macro scale, it happened in a lot of different patterns. So the Dor Hamabul, in other words, the Doris to Dor Hamabul was a tremendous hispashus without gevulis. I mean, you see, people lived forever. They had an awesome amount of kids, and could do anything and everything they wanted. And b'meila, that brought it to a churban. With the Dor Hamabul, that kufa came to an end. In other words, now there would be opposing midas that would help keep things in check. The same thing happened later on in Klal Yisrael when they had the luchas. The first luchas were given without vav, so the pshat is each inyan stands by itself and stretches itself to the utmost without regard to the other midah, which is only a recipe for churban. And the second luchas were given with vavs, which means each midah, the leisirtzach and the leisinach, come from two separate koyachos nefesh of a person. One comes from midas akas and shtaltonis and din. The other one comes from tainug and av and so on. The vavim that connect them means that each one is kept in check by the other one, and therefore the luchshinis were kaya. So the pshat in the Zohar was that the bria itself can't be kayam, where each midah is free to go all out, what it wants and how it wants and so on. That's the churban of the bria. the tikkun for that is when you put the vav in, the vav meisel and yerusha means that the each one has to take into account that there's a second one coming. Each one must allow for the chibur of the other one. That is the second half of the bria. Going back to the parashas here, the mitzia, the churban of Adam is where we will the yeter lever I will leave for last. In the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a new kiyum for the bria by injecting that vav. It says in the Chazal that before the Mabul, there was an extraordinary. A person would sow, and as he would finish sowing, it was all ready to cut it. Winter and summer melded together, and it was always very nice weather. The metzias of the bria before the Mabul was a metzias that everything was kuloi. It was one. There was not a sharp distinction between harish and ktsira. It says Lasid Lavai that the chayrish and the zareya will touch, that it will melt together again. But to start off like that, that was a churban for the bria. So b'meila, the bria itself was lacking gvulis. It was symptomatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made a new bris of kiyum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kiyum was, he said, not only that the bris of his kiyum, the gvulis in the bris of his kiyum. There will be zriya and ktsira and chayref and kotz and kayetz, yom and laila and so on, kar v'chaim. Each and every one, the permanence is not the permanence of the world only, but the permanence of the world is through all of these different mahalchim, that each one has a balance. And if you take a look at it, the pasuk is talking about balances. It's talking about zriya ktsira, it's talking about yom laila, it's talking about kayetz chayref and kar v'chaim. Each one is balanced by an opposite midah, and each one follows into the next set of midas. The tikkun was that the vavim were added to the world. The vavim were added to the world, and that put in that tikkun of each one having its limits and being attached to the other one. That is the Indian over here. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it that way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it in two phases, knowing that the first phase would be not possible, not it couldn't survive? So the Teretz for it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the true picture in El Yoinim and Lamala, it really is one Inyan, except that we can't cope with it. So it's as if, for instance, a person, when a person wants to build something, you first have a picture of the finished product. The person has a kit to construct something. He takes a look at the whole thing, and then he takes a look at the step-by-step how to put it together. Those two inyanim work together. First, you see the thing as a whole, but you can't. There's no way to build a thing as a whole. It doesn't make sense. Then you take it piece by piece and take each piece separately and attach it to another piece so you get the whole picture. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from with the first phase of creation is seeing the overall picture, and then the hemshach of it is piece by piece by piece by piece. That is true of the bria and Dor HaMabul. It's true of the Shemayim, the first day, second day. It's true of the Bria and the Ramabel. It's true of Luchos Rishonis, Luchos Shnius. That is the Mahalach of the Tikkun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in for the Bria. Let's focus on something we asked about Ne'urav. Let's focus on a specific Nekuda of this Inyan in Koyachas HaNefesh. The Yetzer Lev Adam is Ram in Ne'urav. Ne'urim means youth. Ne'urim, Rashi says, is when a person shakes out of his mother's womb. The word Ne'urim comes from the Lashon of his Eirus. A young person is awakened, is alive, and so on, and that is his the Metzius Neurim, somebody in Urim is very active, very hot-blooded, and so on. So that means the Tkufas Neurim in a person is a Tkufa of extremes. The person is very hot-headed, hot-blooded, and whatever he does it with an extraordinary extreme. He does it without thinking of any gvulas. So in Adam, in Kaimas Adam, there's a Metzius called Neurim, and that Metzius is corresponds to the first Kufa of the Bria. It's true in a grand way, but when a person is Nina Lotzeis, Mimei Imoi, is the first drastic change in a person. Until now he was Ubiach Imoi, and now is Adam Fneatzmoi. And then when a person becomes an adult, there's a Tkufas Neurim, and then a Tkufa of adulthood. But those tkufis are very similar to that. That's why the difference between someone who's a nar tends to see things one way only and everything with tremendous excitement. Somebody who's older is more mazuk and more shokul and more even keeled. It's that distinction between two midas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said over here, it's not the pshat that Yetzel of Adam is ra, that Adam's ra ra kol hayom. He identified, HaKadosh Baruch identified that the ra in the person that creates such destructive things is the koyach nairus, it's min urav. And b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this as the remedy is to install in the bria chalokim. More specifically, in Nefesh Gemara says Barasi Yetzahara, Baras Le Torah Tavet. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzahara, now Kadosh Baruch Hu created Torah as a remedy. So it's, you know, Torah is a wonderful thing, Yetzahara is a terrible thing, but it's hard for us to connect. And definitely, somebody sitting and learning is not doing something else. But where is the specific remedy of Torah, as in Limud Torah, to the Yetzirah, and Stam Yetzirah is the Yetzirah, and so on. Where's the remedy there to? The Maral says in a lot of places when he speaks about Torah, he calls Torah the Seder of the Bria. It's the Seder of the Bria. What he means is every mitzvah is a metzias onto itself, and that's it. A person is taking lulav and esrog, he's called kula lulav and esrog. There's nothing else there. When a person in Torah, the Torah is all the halakim put together. You have the es and the loisa say, which is deicha which. You have learning as opposed to doing. Doing is completely focused on one nekuda. And when a person, that's why Isaac be mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. A person's Isaac be mitzvah does not need to do another mitzvah. Because a person's mitzvahs can only be stable one mitzvah at a time. I can't do two things at a time. When the person is, Torah weighs one chelik against another chelik. So the beginning of the mizug, of the midas, is in Talmud Torah Dafka. Talmud Torah is the chetim to where a person takes one and weighs the other. Remezel Davai, it says, Yom Hashishi. Rashi says Yom Hashishi because the whole world was Torah Vayimed till for the sixth day of Sivan. In other words, the Vav of Sivan is the Vav of the Kima Bria. The whole Bria, it says, was Torah Vayimed for this Vav. That means that the Vav is the Kima of the Bria, that Vav Sivan. That means that in Talmud the Barasi Torah Barasi Yisrael Barasi Torah Tavlin is the Tavlin of Torah Dafka is to the chelik of Yetzirah which doesn't know gvulas. The fact that a person has Yetzirah or Taiva or whatever that seeks to expand without gvulas, Torah is the mitzias of gvulas in the Bria. Let's understand. So, in the Klal Inyan, we see that the Mahalach of the Bria goes in two steps. There's the Chelik that mimics Al Yoinim, and it comes down to us in our world as one Inyan. and a person is tofes it as such, and it has to be that way, the original tefisa has to be similar to yoinim with all one inyan. And then there's a mahalach that without putting gvulas and locking each one to the other, you don't have a kiyuv. And more than that, the gvulas themselves are the chibut to the other one. By saying, if I tell somebody, you know, if you plan to eat dinner with somebody, then you have to leave over in the plate for the other person also. So it's a pshat. The having the other person as an addition to the dinner is mechayev that each one has a gvul of how much he can eat from the main plate. So the chiburim HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the bria chalokim. He made chalokim out of the entirety, and b'meila, and two things come out from it. Each chalik becomes more sharply defined, and then there's a chibur to the other one. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so that there be a kiyum in the world. Talmud, in the Negea for us, or Negea for Avodah, or however you want to call it, a person's beginning his iris is a pchina of nairis. The nairis is a pchina where a person sees things in a non-gvulistic way. The whole Shir Hashirim is the Shir of Nairus. It's where a person takes one nekuda, and that nekuda fills his entire being. That's what Shir Hashirim is, where the nekuda of Ava fills the entire being, and imitin Adam kol hon beisei ba'ava boizei voizelei. Ava crowds out everything else in the person and doesn't leave room for anything. That is the koyach hisayrus of a person. And that's the koyach nairus of a person. The koyach nairus in a person are extreme. They're very powerful because that's every aschola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in the Bria that every aschola starts with a picture of the emes lamita lemaila, del yoinim. But that process itself is destructive. Things in our world that don't have gvulis, that don't have the ability to say there's something else that has to be taken account for, and b'meila, if a person should be learning all the time, but since chesed is also something, so the fact that chesed is also something, that becomes the gvul for the learning. The fact that ben adam l'chaver having a keshet on else is also something, that becomes the also, that vav of also is the meisa to that. The Koheles, which is Shlomo HaMelech Bezik Nusoy, has that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything yofa be'itoy, and he over there has itoys where each thing in the Zman has its mile. So Neurim is where any one midah has no gvulis and it overflows and takes over, whereas Zikna and the tikkun of that is the mahalach of the vavs, that it gives each thing its gvul, and the mele is chibur is something else. Thomas, so this is the tkufa of yeshiva is always the tkufa of neurim, and the mele, a person kriches hanefesh are, if they're turned on, their pchinas nairus l'toiva, that a person is misayir, and the mele he's doing. He's changing, he's doing, he's and the extreme of that is in a sense the hallmark of that midah. That's the way it has to be. But nairus in that sense, maisin arim, binyan arim stira, is the churban where that becomes a metzias for itself. If neurim is not tamed, then that his iris goes and goes and goes and until it bursts. Just like anything in the bria, when it becomes engorged with water, it just breaks. We once explained that was the Einish Ramabul. Everything drowns by taking in way too much until it bursts. When a cell has too much fluid in it, it bursts. When a person has too much fluid in it, it bursts. The bria became overflowed with water, and the mele it burst. So even though mayim is the chiyus of the bria, but if the mayim breaks down the gvulis, it becomes a total churban. So the kreichos and nefesh that are good, if they're just left the way they are, then they become a churban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah Tavlin, which means Torah is what knocks into a person's head that there's Chalokim, there's Storim, there's Mishkal, there's Hachro, there's Das. The remedy for Yetzer Hara in this type of Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara of Levod, of Rami Ne'ura, the Yetzer Hara that lies in the Ne'urim Shaboy, for that the Tikkun is Torah. And when a person learns, a person has to understand he's changing one of the key ways in which a person changes forever is that what happens is his whole personality changes through Torah. It becomes mazuk. The person knows there's one tzad, there's another tzad, and you have to look at this nekuda, you have to look at that nekuda, and the other one. That's mashpia on the person's whole personality. The hallmark of a Ben Torah, of a Talmud Chacham, is someone that's shokel. The das there is busy looking at different things and weighing them. Somebody who's just runs amok with any one nekuda, could it be good or bad, is a churban. So the hallmark of Torah that leaves on a person is the hallmark that there's mezigah and there's mishkal. That's our avodah now. Umas ha'olam have to stay with that mahalah, and that's why they're bnei noach. That's the only key that umas ha'olam have. Klal Yisrael has a tikva if we're attacking ourselves. And we take a live with Gvulais and with the Vav Maisiv, Lasid Lavai, our Kaddish Baruch Hu, we're still Adam, and we're Adam Begolos, and we have to go through the Mahalchim Bnei Noach. But Lasid Lavai, Klaus will be Zeichat the Dagas Adam, back again, where once the Midas are in place, and each one has its Matis and Gvulais, we'll once again see the Hashem Echad, that Be'etzim it's not a Stira, and Be'etzim all of them are Chelek of one. Shabbos.